This is an annual study that we do, and it looks at the survival rates of companies, particularly with a focus on newer companies, what their survival rates are, how many people they employ. And this goes back into the 1990s that we've been conducting this. And there's a few things that are we're finding of interest. On the very short term is the fact that the survival rates for the very young companies in this last year dipped a little bit. And we think that's because of the recession that we had in Oklahoma from the oil industry, and that impacted some of those survival rates of those newer companies. Over the long term, what we're seeing is a reduction, a pretty significant reduction, in the number of people that are working for newer companies. We're seeing the survival rates are pretty similar if you go back 20 years amongst the companies, these young companies. Those haven't changed much. There is a slight reduction in the number of companies that are being born each year, but it's still around 7,000 a year in Oklahoma, which probably would surprise people, but about 7,000 new establishments being born each year. But what we're really seeing in the impact is the fact that each one of those establishments is employing a lot fewer people than it used to. Let me give you an example. Back in 2001, when we're talking about brand new companies, companies that have been open a year or less, their average employment was 9 people. Each one of them employed 9 people. Now we're down to 5. And so we've had a good size reduction in the average size of these brand new employers. And over time, what that has done is it has reduced, by a large measure, the number of people that are working for younger companies. People that work for companies that are less than 10 years old, there's 323,000 people employed by those companies. But 10 years ago, there was 441,000. So it's down 26% in 10 years. On the other hand, people that are employed by older companies, 10 years or older, it's up a little over 20%. And so we're seeing a disconnect there between people being employed by these younger companies or people being employed by older companies. It's a different dynamic than what's sometimes studied, which is, company size, looking at large companies versus small companies. It has some of that because the very young companies are typically small. But you do have, there is an aspect of innovation that you'll get with the brand new companies that you typically won't have with an older company. And so I think it is something to watch in this regard.
So what's the cause and effect there in relation to the younger companies hiring fewer people? Why is that?
Well, we don't know. All this study does is simply discovers that fact, but I don't know. We don't have an industry classification on this study. And so I don't know if the industry mix has changed in the last 10 years, 10, 15 years on the companies that are being born. That would be another thing to look at. Are these companies different, the companies being born today, different than they were 10 years ago based on industry?
And a lot of those would be maybe high-tech related?
Well, they certainly could be, right.
What about the energy companies? I know at times a lot of small companies would start up during the booms, and then when oil prices faded, they would go out of business.
Well, we could be seeing some of that because the survival rate that we saw in 2016 for those brand new companies did dip. It dipped several percentage points. So companies that were born in 2015, 2014, 2015, they did not survive as long as companies born a decade before or even a year before. And so the mild recession that we had, the very severe recession we had in energy in the last couple of years, certainly did impact some of these young companies.
So how does this study help the state?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know the what practical value different agencies might be able to put in place here. I think, though, it is important to have an idea of how many new companies are being born, how that changes over time, how it changes based on, you know, economics, the economic conditions, whether we're in a recession or not. I think it would also be an encouragement to entrepreneurs when they see that even in difficult even in a difficult economic environment, there still is an above-average chance that their new company will be able to survive for a few years. But also encouragement to an entrepreneur in those first few years that are difficult, you know, that there is a decent chance of survival.
I suppose for the typical employee, though, it's a good tool because they can look at a company and say, well, they're younger than 10 years, so my chances maybe of joining a company that might survive would not be as great as if I went to work for a firm that was 10 years or older.
Yeah, it would increase the information that a prospective employee would have before they sign on with an employer to have a better grasp of what the chances of that employer are in terms of surviving for the next couple of years. And I agree with you. I think it is important for prospective employees to be aware of that. And some people may not. They may not realize that these very young companies, they have a higher death rate in those first few years, but they're also the ones that are likely to grow fast. And so you've got a trade-off there.